This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin, wishing you a happy Merdeka Day. And as part of BFM's celebration and commemoration of our National Day, on Front Row, we're talking about art and what its changing images and manifestations tell us about how we've changed since 1957, nearly 60 years ago. Three artists have co-curated an exhibition titled Ewau Bulan Art Showcase, and they are Ivan Lam, Fritil Dia, and Philip Wong. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
In many ways, the three of you represent, you know, three different strains of art in the country. How would you describe what you do and how that shapes how you see art in the context of the nation?
We have a lot of like artists from different religion and people in Malaysia. So they just combine together.
I think we are more focused on the contemporary art now. If you're talking about the art now, the art scene, so what's happening now, the contemporary art is really hit in our country, actually. We all selected all the works. It's actually by all the young artists. Mostly are young artists, yeah. So their work, mainly their subject, their style, are mainly all into contemporary subject, yeah.
And how would you describe the work that each of you do?
I think the work that I do represents what's currently happening. As Philip has mentioned, it's a huge word to... I mean, everyone says contemporary. What does actually contemporary means? I think in context, it means now, work that's relevant or reflection of the time that we live in.
I do doodle, so I consider myself a like doodle artist, but I do mural as well. Yeah, I'm doing doodle and mural artist, yeah.
Myself, I do bubble. I'm intrigued in human mind. I like people, I like to talk to people. Then since I like the subject, so I can paint anything. So the main object that you can see on my painting is a bubble. It's like sometimes the subconscious will come in when doing a painting. They will come something else. Something will come up, faces or animals, any kind of thing will come out. So but I think the bubbles actually is not come immediately. So it takes some time. So I realized the bubble actually is our body cell. That's why I need to paint that. Without bubble cell, without cell, we cannot live.
How easy is it to look at a work of art and say, ah, this is Malaysian? You know, is there a sort of Malaysian-ness or Malaysian look to the art that we're doing?
Like me, if I try to do my artwork, I try to put like some traditional pattern on it. I mean, if people from outside in can see like, oh, this, normally this pattern, we only can find it in like Asian country. From there, I try to make it like that pattern, try to evolve to become something like a modern design. Still have that traditional looks on that artworks. Like what I did on WoW for Red Bull Can. So I try to put like some traditional pattern on it. Yeah.
Can we situate Malaysian art within the periods it was created? I mean, can we look at something and say, oh, that was, you know, from the 1960s, and look at something else and say, oh, this is very, you know, 2012?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, for our Malaysian artists, we have, I mean, at least more than 50 years, you know. When we look at a piece of art and from the subject matter, we can tell that's which century that it's from. And then, but basically when we would like to know the artist, we have to study their background, we have to back to the history. We have to study a lot, and we can't just tell from a piece of painting and only. In Europe, all this painting, so we can't just see the painting which it is, we have to study actually. So art is something that is fun, but also quite serious actually.
So we have a distinct Malaysian look from era to era?
I think the colours will tell us.
Yeah, especially the artwork on canvas. You can see last time, like, I don't know what I saw last time. You can see, like, if you try to have a look, like, our type of stroke Malaysia kind of looks, you can get it. I mean, in Central Market, where people always draw this village and kind of, like, girls wearing that sarongs and all that. Now you can see, we start to evolve, I mean, start to getting more on, like, modern arts. So we can see, like, a lot of youngsters, they're now they're not really afraid to draw. I mean, they just draw everything. So you can see, like, the old time people back then, like, just paint, like, village view, people surrounding them. You can see traditional culture, everything. But now you can see a lot of, like, modern design, everything, right now in our art scene. So back then and now, it's a lot of different. Now you can see the changings a lot. Yeah.
Is this idea of Malaysianness something that you contemplate about when you look at your own works?
No, I would never label it that way. I think people would like to do that. They would look at the artwork, then, as Philip said, they would want to ask, you know, where is he from or where does he make his work? But the world is getting so much more smaller and the influence is so much more greater, like Anwar has said, right? It is a mixed batch now, and the Malaysianness would come if people put it in that context. But for me, consciously, I do not do that to the work itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
And being American trained, Ivan, would you say your techniques are Western, but your thinking is Malaysian, or, you know, or is it all just you and you don't think about it in those kinds of, you know, that kind of dichotomy?
No, I think we look at a certain period that influences, or, you know, we have a huge respect from, you know, as studying a master's or doing research. But as you grow into your own, they kind of peel away and you are what you are. I think in the time that we live in the area that we live in, in the surrounding, that is the greatest influence of all, I think.
In some ways, when did abstract art enter the Malaysian scene? I mean, was it not once rejected by traditionalists as sort of being kind of Western in nature?
It all started when, I'm not sure this is from my type of opinion, I mean, I start from when we have our own comics. So from there, you can see, like, this comic from Malaysia, they try to let people know, like, we have different kind of stroke of drawings where, I mean, from cartoons. So they, I think they start to be, like, changing it from there. So now you can see, like, I mean, they start from the cartoon itself, like Ujang did and all that. So I think my age, that time, read comic book from Ujang, so I said, okay, maybe we can not just focus on traditional drawings and all that. You can draw everything. So it's evolved from there, I think, the comic book, yeah.
And how fair would it be to say that street art might capture the essence of the country more so than, you know, art that is done in a studio or, you know, in a gallery, because it is public art?
Yeah, that's why, I mean, you can see that now, big company, big client, they start to approach our local artists. And what our local artists did, if they had chance to go outside, maybe they tried to do some image of Malaysia. So you can see, from there, it's how we promote our culture. So street art is really like a free advertising where you can just draw whatever you want. Nobody will like stopping you to draw. From there, you can just draw whatever you want. I mean, traditional, so it'd be good. Yeah.
I'm speaking today with Ivan Lam Fritaldia and Philip Wong, co-curators of hashtag AWOW Bulan Art Showcase. And today we're talking about the art of independence, since it is, of course, our Independence Day. Up next, we find out where Malaysian art might be headed. You are listening today to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, I'm Lee Chui Lin, and since it is Merdeka today, we're talking about the art of independence together with Ivan Lam, Fritaldia and Philip Wong, co-curators of the hashtag AWOW Bulan Art Showcase. So when it comes to Malaysian art, what would you say are the themes that are being explored by modern Malaysian artists? What are you looking at today?
I think we look for identity. I think that's kind of a very pertinent topic. And everyone want to have their own voice and to represent individualistic or as in the community. So the identity of every artist and their work strongly represented in their artwork these days.
Yeah.
Where are we headed in terms of our art scene? Or is this a question that we can only answer, you know, in hindsight once it's over?
I think it started to go, you can see, like, now the scene, art scene in Malaysia, I mean, it's just getting better and better. this type of competition is good. We can see, like, we have a lot of, like, talented artists in Malaysia. It's just that by giving them this approach, and then people outside can see that we have this kind of talent, like, same as outside.
Actually, we have a lot of talented Malaysian artists. Oh, we just need a lot of platform to come in to do more events for the arts.
Yeah.
So then the artists, they have the opportunity to express their work, then they probably will benefit in the other way. I think everyone have to come to arts. Like, you don't have to wait for us to call you in, you know. It's with you all the time in our life, actually, in our daily life, actually.
And on the whole, where do you see our art scene headed in the future? I mean, how do you see it developing? Since it's, you know, kind of in a good space now.
So now you can see in the future, this youngster, they say, okay, they can make money by just making arts. So giving that, you know, chance for them to, I mean, not just like find like 9-to-5 job. You can draw,
you can make a livelihood.
Yeah, aiming from art. Sorry.
Yeah, and there is a lot of opportunity for the artists to express and then to participate in the exhibition. And then there are so many private galleries is open to showcase artists' work. And then not only in local, they bring them in to overseas as well. Mm-hmm. And then we have so many corporates actually who like to do arts as well. So that's why I can say it's growing so well.
Yeah.
It's the only thing, the artists have to work harder.
This exhibition, as we mentioned, follows on the heels of Red Bull's first ever limited edition Malaysian can launched in March, which was a can designed by you, of course, Ritul Dia. What led to you using the wow?
As you can see, wow everywhere. I
mean, it's wow.
Really, really. Yeah, the words are like wow. So, I mean, you can see our airlines logo in our notes, in coin. You can see wow is really represent Malaysia. And then the detail in wow itself, I mean, it's the same what I'm doing in my artworks. So I like to play with details and all that. That's why I'm choosing wow.
And how did the can launch kick off this current exhibition? How did it move from a single can to a whole exhibit?
Because Red Bull giving me, I mean, you can see, like, he chose me, he believing in me in doing my artwork on the can. So I'm said, like, why don't, like, we just, you can see that, like, we have a lot of, like, talented artists out there. So we're giving this exhibition to promote others, local artists, from the wow on can. So we give you like this exhibition for them to promote their artwork. Yeah.
And when the call went out for artists, how was it worded and formulated? What were artists asked to do?
We just asked them to send their artworks. I mean, and then show them what they can do. You can see we have a lot of like participant, like more than.
Yeah, I think it's quite free, the whole subject.
Yeah.
So there's no limit of subject and then even material as well.
I think Red Bull simplified the process so much that anyone and everyone, you know, regardless of creed, race or age or medium or material, they could just enter their artwork. So I think that took the barrier of intimidation out of it, you know, submitting for a competition. But this make it so much more easier for them to submit their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And considering there were 332 submissions, how did the three of you negotiate to select 59?
It's so hard. Have a lot of like really talented artists out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we choose like 59, but actually other than that, they're all like really, really good. So it's really, really hard.
Tough, yeah. To narrow down to 59.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we could, we would want to show every single one of them.
I think this is one of the competitions that I involve. I take a longer time for judging. So normally, like an hour, we can finish. But usually, we take over the lunch. After lunch, we still need to continue for the judging part.
We have to meet again to decide. Yeah.
Because it's so interesting, the whole subject. So I hope that everyone will come for the exhibition and look at it.
Did you just pick 20 favorites each? I mean, did you have to kind of tussle it out, or did you just, you know, divide it that way and go from there?
All of us had a chance to look at every single one of them. And then we pick the one that, you know, really resonant with all. And then we tally the numbers and then, you know, we went to it again. So we had a couple of rounds of looking and editing and looking and editing to the part that all three of us could agree that this is the best 59 that we could possibly choose from.
Yeah. Were there any major disagreements along the way?
Yeah, but it's good.
Trash it out. I mean, there's certain things all three of us look at it differently, and there are things that we look at it similarly. But at the end of the day, we have to come up with a common conclusion as to,
yeah,
know,
we have to work smart as well.
So it's a disagree to agree, or yeah, agree to disagree.
You were looking at the pieces. What were you looking for? Were you looking for style? Were you looking for the media? Were you looking for the content?
Actually, we're looking for everything.
Yeah, we look for
everything.
Complete,
we have to look at
the
everything,
background, yeah, artist itself, not just the artwork. Yeah. I mean, we want to know more about the artist itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what ways does living in this connected age, you know, where you have, Ivan, as you pointed out, the world is becoming smaller. Mm-hmm. In what ways does living in an age where everything is smaller shape the art produced and as well as the art you consume? Because it used to be, I guess, that you have to go to a gallery to look at art, and now you really don't. You can look at art on Instagram. You can look at art, you know. So how does that change the way you put together an exhibition?
I think because we're constantly bombarded, like you say, images, Instagram, there are just billions of pictures being uploaded every day or every second, right? So it becomes so saturated, right? But what we choose from out of these works is that captivate your attention more than a couple of seconds. If work that can hold your attention for more than that, it really leave a lasting impression on it. As opposed to, you know, food, selfie, people, selfie. You know, there's so much things going on. So we wanted 59 to really stop you on the tracks and say, like, this is what we want to look at for longer than a couple of seconds.
With so much work being produced right now, what is being done to document Malaysian art? You know, who should be the person or who should be the party responsible for this?
I think the National Gallery, Wishara Gallery, they should do this. Yes. And, but there is some private gallery actually also doing the documentary part as well. You see, we are still in this, we're still developing for all the art documentation. Then actually a lot of people that actually doing part of it, you know. So even ourselves, we do it as well. So I think everyone is doing their part of doing this documentary work. But I think that the media side also, they have a lot of this kind of interview or the write-up is also part of the documentations as well. Yeah. So I think in Malaysia, I think we are still in development in this part. You know? So because we are more focused on the exhibitions, curating show, then participate show, we are mostly on this part now. So the documentary side, I think we need more time to do that.
And finally, to close off, you know, what do you want people to think or experience or feel when they come to the show?
I think first is,
wow.
They need to come. They need to really drive, you know, and not use their handphone. You know,
they need to just see the artwork itself.
Actual,
no, they can come and with their handphone and take picture.
and put it on Instagram.
Okay, this will help a lot. Yeah.
No, I wish everyone can come. I mean, because you can see we really, really have like really.
Yeah, you need to
talent.
Feel the work.
Yeah,
you need to feel
artist.
The work. Yeah,
correct,
yeah.
You'll be surprised, I think, to know that to see
it's
that.
It's not just Malaysian people who participate this, because we have some people from outside as well.
Yeah. So it's really a hotpotch, a mixed bag of
it's
people.
It's like from everyone. This art is like really from everyone.
Going to an art exhibition is like going to theatre and watch a show or something like this. You must have that kind of feeling, you know. Then you feel the excitement. So the artwork will talk to you.
And did this experience make you hopeful about Malaysian art?
Yeah
definitely.
Yes.
Hashtag Awal Bulan Art Showcase opened yesterday, Tuesday, August 30th at the White Box in Publica Solaris Dutamas. The exhibition will run for a week till September 7th and the opening hours are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Gentlemen, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
I've been speaking today with Ivan Lam, Fritildea and Philip Wong, co-curators of the showcase. You have been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. Happy Merdeka, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.